This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Victims are reacting to the conclusion of the investigation into the causes of the Marshall Fire. They're disappointed that there will be no criminal charges. CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
Boulder County officials said the fire had two ignition sources, sparks from an XL Energy power line and debris at a religious compound. But the district attorney says no laws were broken. Colleen Ernstrom's home burnt down in the fire, and she says she's disappointed by the DA's findings.
There seems to have been some reckless behaviors out there that aren't getting sanctioned.
Though criminal liability has been ruled out, civil lawsuits are still possible. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Two Denver police officers were shot on the same day this week. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Bulletproof vests saved the lives of two officers who were shot Wednesday on opposite ends of the city. The first incident took place near a hotel off of I-25 when an officer was ambushed by a man who exited the hotel and opened fire into his police vehicle. The officer was hit three times but was able to escape and fire back, killing the man. The second incident was on the east side of town. An officer was chasing a man on foot when the suspect shot him in the chest. The officer fired back and critically injured the man. Both officers are out of the hospital. Three officers have been shot in Colorado this year. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado is moving to cap the out-of-pocket cost of EpiPens and other epinephrine auto-injectors. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The medication can be life-saving for people with severe allergies, but price hikes in recent years have made it difficult for many families to afford. A new state law requires that insurers limit their members' copay to no more than $60 per two-pack. People without insurance will see their prices capped through a state program, although they will have to apply to qualify for it. The changes take effect on January 1st next year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And next this morning, seven criminal charges in a case out of Florida. We'll get details of the indictment released yesterday coming up next.